Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 17, verses 10 through 18. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew chapter 17, beginning at verse 10. And the disciples asked him, "Then why do the scribes say that first Elijah must come?" He answered, "Elijah does come, and he will restore all things. But I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they pleased. So also the Son of Man will certainly suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them of John the Baptist. And when they came to the crowd, a man came up to him, and kneeling before him said, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he has seizures and he suffers terribly, for often he falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him." And Jesus answered, "O faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the boy was healed instantly. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Coming on the heels of our Lord's transfiguration upon the mountain, the first time since his incarnation that the fullness of his glory bursts forth from the shadow that he has concealed it within. And standing there, the law and the prophets, the two that testify that this is he, the promised one of old, the Messiah, the Christ, Emmanuel. There stood Moses and Elijah. And there is where Peter wished to remain. But the Lord rebukes him. And he speaks then next of John the Baptist, of the Elijah who has indeed come, for the scribes were correct. Though their eyes were veiled, they would not see Elijah in John the Baptist. And with the hatred and the enmity that is the hallmark of our fallen world, he suffered at their hands. Think back to the baptism of Jesus. Let it be so, for it is fitting that we fulfill all righteousness. And here, as he prepares for his exodus, his journey to the cross, he fulfills all righteousness and then fills himself with all of our sin, that he may put it to death at the cross, fulfilling us with his righteousness. The disciples understood he was speaking to them of John the Baptist. But as they descend the mountaintop, they descend back in to this fallen world that is at war, at enmity with God, with each other, with itself. The microcosm of our own struggles in our daily walk of faith, the old man and the new man. And perhaps the greatest prayer, the prayer that we say in so many of our liturgies, the prayer that we say in so many more words than this: the father of the man beset by a demon, "Lord, have mercy." Kyrie eleison. In the parallel accounts, we're told the disciples couldn't do it. They could not cast out this demon. And even then they asked him, "Why couldn't we do it?" Our Lord says that it is only driven out by prayer. And that is what our pericope is wrestling with today, with prayer And the faith that clings to Christ is the Word of God, the faith that speaks that prayer. The faith that speaks back to God what He has spoken to us. Kyrie eleison. Of course, it struggles with our thinking to hear our Lord then, in almost exasperation, declare, "O faithless and twisted generation," speaking of His disciples, truly speaking of all. Oh, this faithless, twisted generation, how long am I to be with you? Well, He knows the answer, not long now. How long am I to bear with you? Not long now. It is not so much a lament at this arduous task that He has descended from heaven to fulfill. I think perhaps actually a joyous acclamation. How much longer that all of you must dwell in this darkness? Not long. For I descend from the mountain to ascend that hill. Hill of Golgotha, to win for you forgiveness, life, salvation, to pour myself out, to heal you of every demon that besets you, especially that old Adam, to bring you out of death and into life. Bring him here to me, he says. This prayer, also in the synoptic accounts, that is the fancy word for the parallel tellings in the other Gospels, we have a wonderful additional prayer. And the one that resonates with me, perhaps with you as well. This Father who cries out, "Lord, have mercy," Kyrie eleison, also says, "I believe. Help my unbelief." For he said, "How long has this been happening to him, your child?" And the man replies, "From childhood, and has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can." As if there was any doubt that God himself could do so. All things are possible for one who believes. And immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe. Help my unbelief." And that really is our life of prayer. If we turn in the Large Catechism, as Luther has written on the Lord's Prayer, in the petition, "Deliver us from evil," he writes, "There's nevertheless also included whatever evil may happen to us under the devil's kingdom. Poverty, shame, death, and in short, all the agonizing misery and heartache of which there is such an unnumbered multitude on the earth. For since the devil is not only a liar, but also a murderer, he constantly seeks our life and wreaks his anger wherever he can afflict our bodies with misfortune and harm. Hence it comes that he often breaks men's necks or drives them to insanity, drowns some, and incites many to commit suicide, to do many other terrible calamities. Therefore, there is nothing for us to do upon earth but to pray against this archenemy without ceasing. For unless God preserved us, we would not be safe from him for even an hour." But he goes on to say, "Thus God has briefly placed before us all the distresses which may ever come upon us, so that we might have no excuse whatever for not praying. But all depends upon this, that we learn also to say Amen, that is, that we do not doubt that our prayer is surely heard, and what we pray shall be done. For this is nothing else than the word of undoubting faith, which does not pray at a venture, but knows that God does not lie. God does not lie to him, since he has promised to grant it." So with every prayer, Kyrie eleison, we pray also, "I believe, help my unbelief." For it is not by our reason or our strength our lineage, our blood, that we became Christians. We were called by the Holy Spirit, by the gospel, enlightened with his gifts and made alive. And in our walk until that day of glory, we struggle yet still. It's not by our reason, our strength, our lineage, our blood, that we remain with him, but by the Holy Spirit, who speaks to us again the gospel each and every day, who recalls to our thinking the words of God that are sure and true. We live by faith, for we believe. Help our unbelief. And so we may ever pray, Lord, have mercy. For this is who you are, he who descends from the glorious mountaintop to the mire and muck of our daily lives, to bear us up from that darkness, to rest at the feet of his cross, and to nourish us each and every day with his word, his sacrament, the life that he gives to us, that we may live with him eternally. Lord, have mercy. Help my unbelief. Amen. I invite you to rise as we confess together the words of our faith in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Confident in his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.